Dividend paying stocks could be your gateway to getting rich the lazy way, but there is a huge catch. Some companies pay you high dividends because their stocks suck. And they're basically bribing you to hold their stocks long term, even though they're not innovating and their company might be dying out. If you have no interest in capital gains and only want to depend on the money cash flow, then you could go and invest in the highest dividend stocks in the S&P 500 and chillax. Some of them pay as high as 50% dividend yield, but most of them may not even be in business the next time it's time for you to cash in your dividend. On the other hand, there are a handful of high dividend paying stocks that not only pay high dividends, but also have very large market cap, also known as deep pockets, to weather through the upcoming headwinds. And even better, some of them are already in the value stock category because you can buy them at a bargain, also known as they are cheap. So if you want to earn not just the dividends, but right on those capital gains in a safe company with a solid track record and high growth potential because they're actually innovating stuff, then you're gonna love this video and should make it a priority to watch till the end. I've identified the best top 5 dividend paying stocks I'm personally holding in my over $4 million long-term stock portfolio. Let's get into it. What are dividend paying stocks anyway? They're the kind of stocks that will pay you to hold them. It's kind of like getting a rental income after you buy real estate, except they're way easier to buy than real estate and you don't have to deal with the lousy tenants, mortgage brokers, property damages, lawyers, accountants, agents, brokers, and the overall stress. Before I reveal my top hottest dividend paying capital gaining stocks, let's find out if dividend stocks are even right for you. I'm a big believer that personal finance is personal and you should create an investment strategy that's just right for your level of risk tolerance and financial goals. That's why the first step our InvestDiva members must take before investing in the markets is to calculate the risk tolerance. That's a combination of your willingness to take a risk and your ability to take a risk. Not taking this step is the reason most people lose money in the stock market. What's right for me may not be right for you. This is also the reason I invest more heavily in dividend stocks from my dad, who's retired and is over 80 years old and needs a steady income instead of long-term capital gains. Like, he wants to enjoy the cash now. But I virtually don't invest in dividend stocks for my 5-year-old daughter at all. She's got time on her side to navigate smaller, innovative companies with much higher growth potential. For me, at the age of 39, with a $7 million overall net worth, not just stocks, I'm more heavily invested in blue chip stocks, but also have a handful of dividend stocks with relatively high growth potential that I'm going to reveal today. If you don't know what your unique risk tolerance is, you can download my free risk management toolkit by registering and attending my free masterclass down here. But first, let's go to the top 5 high dividend paying stocks with high growth potential you could consider adding to your investment portfolio today to have the best of both worlds. I'm going to make a video about top high dividend paying stocks I will not invest in, so make sure that you hit that subscribe button to get notified when that video is out. Number 5 on our list today is AbbVie. AbbVie pays around 4.02% on a quarterly basis, typically at the end of the first month of each quarter. It's the 6th largest biomedical company by revenue, and their primary product is Humira. That product, you probably have seen their ads endlessly on your TV. Their 4th biggest product is Botox, the thing I'm way overdue for this quarter, and therefore I can actually move my forehead and my eyes. If you're a Botox addict, you probably know there are other and sometimes better brands that will help you block your wrinkles, but Botox is definitely what entrepreneurs would call a category king because the brand name has become a household name and most people even wouldn't know that this is the name of a brand and not the name of the procedure. Yes, I'm those people. I had to get educated by my Botox injector when she actually gave me something different than Botox because of my skin, and I still don't know what she gave me, and I still call it Botox. That's the power of branding when it comes to picking your stocks. Brand names add huge value to companies, and it's what Warren Buffett actually considers when he creates investment strategies. I've been buying AbbVie stocks in my $4 million long-term stock portfolio since 2019, and recently sold a bunch of them at a profit after conducting my big annual portfolio analysis, a process I call the IDDA, or the Invest Diva Diamond Analysis, that has helped thousands of our members reach six and seven figure portfolios. Based on my unique situation, I decided to keep the vast majority of the AbbVie stocks and continue reinvesting the dividends back into the stock. Keep in mind that AbbVie stock had an awesome run since 2019 and now might be due for some serious pullback. So if you're into buying the dip like me, you might want to consider setting buy limit orders at key psychological levels. AbbVie could drop to in the next quarter. This is the process I call chart art, and you can learn more about it in my previous videos and of course in my free masterclass. Here's a huge note. If you're buying for dividends and the stock is just about to have their dividend payment, you might want to consider buying some at the current market price. Find out when the stock's next dividend payment is by going to Yahoo Finance and searching their stock. Remember that the cutoff date for you to actually get paid is called ex-dividend date. So if you buy after that date, you won't get paid. Number four on our list is Target, or Target. French pronunciation. Target is a household name here in the United States with over 1,800 stores, and now its website gets over 165 million visits per month. One thing I love about Target is that since 1946, Target has consistently given 5% of its profit to communities, which today equals millions of dollars a week. Yes, I always look to see if a company aligns with my moral values before investing in them, and equally make a decision not to invest in a company if they go against my moral values. Target pays around 4.13% on a quarterly basis, typically paying out in the middle of the second month of each quarter. Target stocks has actually been dropping like crazy since the end of 2021, mainly due to some PR drama. In my experience, any PR is good PR in the long run because it simply adds to the brand awareness. Most people won't remember why they kept hearing about Target 5 years from now, but they will just remember the brand name, and the next time they see its ads online, will click and start shopping. The Invest Diva way is to identify undervalued assets, and in my opinion, Target could fall into that category right now. While it may have more to drop, at least I can get paid while I snag its stock at a low price and then right the way back up when the drama finally, hopefully, goes away. As Baron Rothschild says, the best time to buy is when there is blood in the streets. Number three on our top dividend paying stocks is US Bancorp. US Bancorp is the largest non-global systemically important bank in the US, and the conservative Morningstar website has given it 5 stars, and StockCart.io marks it with strong growth potential. It pays around 5.98% dividend yield at the end of the last month of each quarter, and it's been increasing its dividend payments for 11 years. USB stock has been volatile in the past, but has been changing things up lately and putting up a lot of focus on improving how it handles payments, opening more branches in new places, and teaming up with other companies. In the last few years, it reached out to new cities and has teamed up with State Farm. So now State Farm can sell Bancorp's products to their customers. The bank is also spending more to improve its payment systems. They are hoping to attract more businesses and offer more payment services to their corporate clients. US Bancorp made a big move by buying Union Bank in December 2022. This deal lets them have a bigger presence in California, making them about the fifth biggest bank there. Many analysts think the bank got a good deal, and now we're waiting to see how well the bank can increase their revenue from this new addition. The USB stock price has been taking a big hit, falling from the all-time high levels of $61. So I'm going to set buy limit orders at key psychological levels to not only cash their next dividend payment, but also ride the way back up once they get things under control and Wall Street starts to take notice. That being said, this is going to be a low allocation in my portfolio because I don't actually use Bancorp, and I typically only invest heavily in companies that I personally am a customer of. Counting down number two on our list is Realty Income Corp with the symbol O. I've covered this here years ago, and I've continued holding on to this real estate company mainly because it's one of the only stocks that pays high dividend on a monthly basis, not quarterly. It typically pays a 6.27% at the end of the month, and if you could hold 500 of its shares, you're gonna make a good $1,500 income stream every single month. Remember that this amount changes based on the stock price, so if the stock price drops, your 6% is going to amount to less money. Morningstar has given this stock 5 stars as well, not only because the stock price has dropped by 30% since 2021, but also because REIT's relative performance has shown a strong negative correlation with interest rates movements. With a potential recession upon us, the stock price could continue falling, making it a great bargain to buy. But in the long run, we're expecting US commercial real estate to have a steady increase in net operating income because of the balance of supply and demand and the expectation of lower interest rates compared to today. Number one on our list is Verizon Communications with the symbol VZ. It has continued paying a high dividend of around 8.35% since I last covered this topic 2 years ago on this channel, and it has a market cap of around $133 billion. Just like many of our other stocks on the list today, Verizon stock price has been crashing since 2021, quickly approaching a major key psychological level, making it a bargain for our sale-loving investivas and divos. It typically pays dividend at the beginning of the first month of each quarter and has earned a whole 5 stars from Morningstar as well. Oh, and in case you've never heard of them, who hasn't heard of Verizon? I don't know. It is a multinational telecommunications company, mostly concentrating on the mobile business, and they're making moves to stay ahead, like extending their network in big cities, buying a lot of radio waves, also known as spectrum, and increasing their spending to make good use of those radio waves. While that might not get crazy returns like a company whose primary focus is on AI, its current stock price and their long stability makes it a value asset that can not only pay you dividends, but also some juicy capital gains. Now, I wanna hear from you. Based on your risk tolerance, what percentage of your portfolio are you allocating to dividend-paying stocks? Let me know in the comments, and remember, make your money have babies.